Hey, welcome to Plan Create Post on Instagram. I'm Nika, a teacher by trade, a content marketer at heart. In this podcast, I teach you how to take your Instagram to new levels with great content. Let's talk Instagram. Hello, hello. Today, I want to talk about the planning part of the Plan Create Post on Instagram process. I want to talk about how to come up with content ideas. The purpose of this particular episode is to show you that ideas can be found literally everywhere. Just a walk in a park can result in content ideas. So can listening to a podcast, reading a book, consuming content on social media, talking to your friends and family, literally everything. Firstly, I want you to know what to do with the ideas you come up with. It's very important to write them down. If you don't write them down, they're gone. So have a content ideas bank. If you're not sure how to start one, I have a free Asana template for you. All you have to do is subscribe to my newsletter and you will get it for free. Import it into Asana and start filling it with your ideas. There's also a bunch of tips and tricks for content planning, creating, and posting. Of course, you can use other apps for that. You can use Notion, Google Docs, even your notes on the phone, a physical notebook, whatever you're most comfortable with. But make sure you start one today. Now, how to actually get ideas? The first thing is having content pillars. If you don't have a niche and your content pillars, this is going to be much harder. I will do an episode on this in a few weeks, so keep your eyes peeled for that. But this is surely a great starting point. Once you have your content pillars, it will be much easier to recognize a good content idea. Now think about this. Is there something people constantly ask you about or seek your advice on? This can be in real life or in your comments or DMs. If you get some of the same questions, this is a great topic for one of your posts. If you don't get a lot of questions just yet, there are a couple of websites that can help you. There are forum-like websites like Quora or Reddit. You can see different topics and what people tend to ask about the most. If a thread is very popular, has a lot of interactions, it might be a good idea to create a post about that, since that's something people are curious about. Just make sure you search relevant keywords and then find content ideas that way. Also, there are two websites which will tell you about internet searches using your keywords. They are Answer the Public and Answer Socrates. Both of these will create a list of queries and questions people tend to use the most to search the web, containing the keyword of your choice. So enter your keyword and you will see how people use it in their searches. What are they curious about? Both of these websites are great for some general ideas, but you might want to hone them just a little bit. Another thing is doing a Google search. That can also help. Once you type in your query, you will see a list of people also ask. You can see all the related searches, and as you expand those questions, more will pop up below. This is a great way to see what people are searching for, and that will actually tell you what people want to know. Once you start creating content people are interested in, you will see more results. Now, with these tips, you should already have a bunch of ideas, but there are more. So if you listen to podcasts or if you read books, there are usually little nuggets that can spark your inspiration. You can even use quotes from these podcasts or books. So whenever you get an idea, go to your content ideas bank and write them down. You will have a bunch of ideas, and all you have to do when you want to create your content is go into the bank, find the idea you want to create, and then create it. That's it. You don't have to think about what to post every single time you go to post. Another great thing is researching other people's content. So if you go to TikTok or the Explore page on Instagram, you can study the most viral content. TikTok is a bit better for this. It's just a bit easier to use. Because if you search keywords on TikTok, you can see the most viewed and the most liked posts. This is how you will know which posts generated the most interactions and got the most views. And then you can find things that they all have in common, or just find some that you like the most and that are the most viral, and then recreate them. Don't copy them, recreate them, but use the things that are likely to be viral. What works on TikTok usually works on Instagram too. You can also research the Explore page on Instagram and you can see the things that are on Explore page and that got a lot of interactions and views. And then you can recreate those posts. Make sure you use those as inspiration. Don't copy, especially don't just screenshot, take a screenshot and or download the video and post it as your own. Don't do that. But try to create something that will generate similar results. Finally, if you want an ideas generator, you can join my membership. In this membership, you will receive a content calendar with ideas for every single day of the month. There's always one main idea and a list of holidays and observances you can use as content ideas. I will show you how I use these holidays and observances as content ideas in one of my future episodes. Along with these content ideas, you will also receive access to a Reels library with trending sounds and filming instructions, as well as a bunch of bonuses like a list of hooks, a list of CTAs, a list of hashtags I ranked on recently, and a bunch of other resources. The membership is constructed so you have all types of content in your strategy, including educational, entertaining, inspirational, promotional, and you will definitely not run out of ideas again if you decide to sign up. You can test it out for just $5.99 for the trial month. And if you have any questions, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram or email me. All the links will be in the show notes. Finally, I have an idea for you today, so you can create this post today. Ask yourself this: what can I teach my audience that they can get up and go do right now and see results? It can be anything, but it has to be something that you can teach them that they can do in a matter of minutes and see results. This can be a trick to increase your following on Instagram. It can be a trick to read more books. It can be a trick for something in a kitchen. So something that can be done right now. Create that post today. That's it for today's episode. Have a great weekend and I will see you next week with an episode about the creation part of the process. Bye-bye.
Hey, if you enjoyed this podcast, I would love it if you left a review. If you want to learn more about what I do, follow me on Instagram. You can also subscribe to my newsletter and grab a Content Ideas Bank freebie on the way. Links to everything are in the show notes. See you in my next podcast.